Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Scholars and others have raised questions about the Lord's selection of Israel. We're not always privy to the Lord's reason for His actions. However, Deuteronomy furnishes some insight into God's thinking. The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, as the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Deuteronomy 7, 7 and 8. Moses adds, "And because He loved your fathers, therefore He chose their seed after them, and brought you out in His sight with His mighty power out of Egypt." Deuteronomy 4, 37. Oddly enough, some liberal theologians accuse the Lord of favoritism. That is a strange accusation coming from men who deny the possibility of knowing the truth. If men cannot know the truth, how do we know for sure that God was partial in choosing the Israelites? There is one truth we must not forget. God did not choose the individual Jew to be saved. He chose the Jewish nation to accomplish His purposes. One of these purposes was preparing the world for the coming of His Son through the Jewish nation. The Jews were saved in exactly the same way we are: belief in God Almighty and obedience to His will. Their acts of obedience were different from ours, but they had to obey the Lord's instructions, just as we do. Is that not what Jesus was saying when He told His own disciples, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 7, 21. God had a work for His people to do. He wanted them to be the light unto the Gentile nations. Tragically, they were often very poor examples of what God wanted them to be. Nevertheless, when they were bondservants in Egypt, God brought them out with His mighty power. He enabled Moses to perform wonderful miracles, to convince the Jews that God was guiding Moses, and to convince the Egyptian to let God's people go. God's hand was with the Jews as they prepared to leave Egypt, as they survived in that great and terrible wilderness for 40 years, as they crossed the river Jordan into Canaan, and as they settled the tribes on either side of the Jordan. Without His aid, they would have perished in the wilderness. The Jews owed God their very lives and all the blessings which accompanied their inheriting the land of promise. When they crossed the Jordan River into Canaan, they faced some of the most formidable opponents they could imagine. They also encountered pagan practices they had never known before. God did not desert them. He drove out nations from before them which were greater and mightier than they were. He drove the nations out of Palestine so He could bring His people in to give them their land for an inheritance, as it is at this day. Deuteronomy 4:38. Some of the tribes in Palestine were much larger than Israel. They were vicious and violent, as well as grossly immoral. I think especially of the Hittites and of the Philistines. These warlike nations would have delighted in driving the Jews off the very face of the earth. They would have done so had not the Lord fought Israel's battles for her. Does that not show God's partiality to the Jews? My friends, the tribes in Palestine at the time of Israel's occupation had become so evil that God had no choice if He were going to maintain His holiness. Their cup of iniquity was full and running over. They brought the Lord's judgment on themselves. Should there not be a warning in this for America? Thank you, and may God bless you.